morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, there are a lot of educational opportunities for the public when it comes to gardening. The master gardeners are really important in doing a lot of outreach to our listeners who want to learn more about different types of gardening here in El Paso, maybe vegetables, maybe they're interested in container gardens, maybe they're just interested in what kind of trees would work best in the region. And we've had plenty of calls like that on our live shows. But I think that maybe there might be a course that is perfect for people who maybe do not want to go the entire intensive master gardener course, but they do want to have a great education when it comes to just gardening and landscaping here in the Southwest. And we have Master Gardener Enrique Perez here with us to tell us a little bit more about a really special class here in El Paso. Thank you for coming, Enrique.
Thank you for inviting me. Good morning.
This home gardening in El Paso class, it's taught by master gardeners every semester at the EPCC via Verde Campus. And I really think this is a great way to engage a new audience of people. We always have new people coming into our region, whether that's through military families, the people that recently transplanted into our area. And they may have some gardening experience or have done gardening in other parts of the United States, but then they get here to this desert and they don't know where to begin. And the Master Gardener program, of course, is one avenue to take. But of course, if you're, you know, not going to stay in our area for a very long time, but you still want to be successful, I think this short course that you can take with the Master Gardeners is a really great way to be able to get those specific questions answered for you all. So
Enrique, tell us a little bit about this course, Home Gardening in El Paso.
Right. It consists of 6 2-hour classes. Either one instructor, sometimes it's two for the price of one, but a different topic and or topics each for each of the classes, covering everything from the kinds of soils you're dealing with to container gardening and everything in between. It's a wonderful course for people who want to really become successful quickly. More specifically, it's wonderful for people who want to get their questions answered right away or be pointed in the right direction for good information.
And who better than master gardeners to run the course?
Right, exactly. So the students receive the syllabus at the beginning of the course, and they know exactly what's coming on week by week. And there's a new instructor, there's a new master gardener specialist that teaches the class for that specific week. And the first class is soils, because we all know that we need healthy soils to be able to manage that, because ultimately we won't have any kind of good plants if we don't take care of our soils. But there is no textbook with the program itself. But what?
Any tests? Are there
no?
Final?
No. There's
That's
no
a
test
course for
no
me.
There's nothing, but nothing along those lines. But they actually get many different handouts as well as the presentations of each speaker. That way they can reference in the future as well. So a lot of electronic versions, a lot of paper printouts that they can use to be able to take notes and to be able to ask those questions and remember. Because, I mean, 2 hours is a long time to talk about soils, and you have to get into depth. And it's nice to have that reference material that you can look at after the course is over.
That's, and Enrique, that, you know, the soils, I mean, they're so different here in El Paso.
Yes, I remember in several of our classes, especially people who come from the outside, start with a question like, what is caliche? What's caliche? You know, to us, it's very common. That's one of the things I wanted to mention. There is no text required for the course, but that we hand out to the students a complete set of the presentation in black and white so that they can make notes and prepare for questions and so on, because the presentations are in living color, beautiful presentations. But in addition to that, at the end of the course, if they bring me a flash drive, I can hand them back their flash drive with all of the presentations so they can go back over it on a computer with their own time, et cetera. In addition, each of the presenters gives them, and we hand them out, sources of information and or the names and phone numbers of people they can contact for the additional information they need if the instructor cannot give it.
Well, that's really fantastic, especially really sort of making it accessible to people after the fact.
one of the things I find is very seldom do our classes last 2 hours because people stay and ask more questions. And each of our instructors brings whatever is appropriate for the course. If you're going to be dealing with fertilizers, it's difficult to envision all of the fine print on the back of fertilizers. You need to be able to hold on to, see what the instructor is talking about. He brings everything in. So you can look at it. Now you understand it perfectly, et cetera.
Well, I see here that the second class that's going to be offered in this course is Earthkind and Landscaping and Environmental Stewardship. And this, I think, is not quite as much a hands-on, like, this is the kind of fertilizer that you need. It's more of a conceptual class, it seems like.
It is, and at the same time, it's one of the easiest in the sense of hands-on, because part of what draws people, like I said earlier about the caliche, for example, part of what draws people here is, how can I have some success? You know, we have sand. we don't have enough water, especially for those who come from elsewhere. I'm used to growing these plants. I can't get anything to happen. You know, I said, so one of them said, I have some magnificent failures since in gardening since I got here. So part of what we do with the stewardship is that, is you need to conserve water. You know, we are in the middle of a drought. If you're going to be successful, how do you do that? And, you know, we can all remember times when we've seen the water running down the street when somebody's watering a lawn, or not even a lawn, just watering a little place, but they left it, they forgot it, and the water's running. And those terrible wastes don't help any of us, and certainly don't help your plants if it's running down the street.
And I think that's something that we really do have to keep in mind citywide. And it's not necessarily conserving water by stripping out everything out of your landscape and making it just a barren heat island, essentially. You're probably doing worse for the environment by stripping away all vegetation from your landscape. So hopefully that particular class will help inform people about the best ways to take care of, you know, their water conservation, plus keeping their landscape beautiful while still doing a good thing for the environment.
Well, see, if we followed that up, we have a section on drip irrigation, for example, to teach you a different way of watering your plants, and rainwater harvesting. So the rain that we do have and the water sources that we do have, how do we hold on to those? How do we make full use of them? We have that information in the course as well, see?
And we've had past shows here on Good to Grow where we've talked about rainwater harvesting, and it's really amazing how much water that you can collect from just such a brief rainfall like the kinds we get here in El Paso.
Absolutely. So, and people are amazed. The people who come to the class and stuff, they're amazed at things like that. The statistics, when you think, I could do that. Let me see. They start really seriously thinking about how I can do that, because they're being able to observe how it can be done. Hands-on, again, the instructors bring in samples of this, samples of that, so you don't have to try and picture it. It's not only there in a picture in front of you, but the object itself is there in front of you. So you can go up there and look at it and touch it and ask questions.
So how would you really describe the feel of the class? Somebody comes into this class and they're going to sit down, and what is it that they expect? I mean, are we talking about a large lecture hall? Are we... If I'm going to go to your class, like, tell me what's my experience going to be like?
Number one, they are relatively small classes. It's not intimidating in that sense. The instructors are very easygoing. They walk in, they say, good morning. First of all, I greet every single one of them before class. I'm already there. We already have everything set up so that we're going to be putting on a PowerPoint presentation, for example. Yes. So the sign-in sheet, the course syllabus, the handouts for that particular class are all ready, so that by the time the last of them comes in, the professor is in, and the other 10 to 15 to 20 students we've had are already there. The fact that it's a conversational tone, everybody gets to relax from the very beginning, and they start asking questions of a personal nature, the instructor. We'll ask questions just to see what kind of an audience we have here. Where do people come from? Oh, that's when the hands go up. And like I said, some of the things in one of those classes, the one I'll never forget, is some magnificent failures. Well, that came from a person who was there. I'm new here, and I've been trying. And so that came out right away. That person was with us from the beginning of the first class to the end because it she felt it was so personal. That instructor got things going, and from there on, she just kept asking the questions.
And I like the fact also that it seems like it's that the people that you get in your class, they're all going to have different problems because they're all from different parts of the city. They all have their individual issues, and you can target your class for each individual person. You're going to be able to talk individually with each person and try to fix their problem while still educating the others while working on that individual problem. It's not, you know, stuffy academia where here's the lecture board, go home and study and write me a 50-page essay on what you've just learned. It's going to be a lot more personal and engaging.
Right.
That's one of the things that happens when right from the very first class when with the soils and one of the reasons for asking the questions. If you live on the west side halfway up the mountain, you've got one kind of problem. If you live by the river, you've got a different kind of problem. If you're up there near the landfill, you've got another another kind of challenge.
A lot of problems there by the landfill.
Lots of challenges, and they're all different.
And it's and it's really not just individual problems. It's also individual interests. I mean, whether that could be native plants or trees or even vegetables, I think that you may come for one of those specific lectures, but you end up learning about so many different other topics that maybe you didn't even knew you had an interest
That's
in
right.
to begin with.
Yeah, it's really phenomenal. And I think it's also important, the business of dealing with native and adapted plants. I remember a few years ago, I read in National Geographic that the pollen count in Phoenix, Arizona, was higher than in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And part of the reason was that in the old days, but not so old, doctors for people who suffered from allergies and so on said, you know, go west, go to Arizona. Get away from all the pollen. Well, the people went to Arizona and they got water and they started planting the same plants that they were accustomed to back in Milwaukee. And now they have the same allergy problems in Phoenix that they had in Milwaukee. Well, with drought situations, we won't have that luxury here in El Paso. And well, we can't do that anymore.
Well, we're running out of time, but we really want to quickly run down a few of the other classes that will be offered as part of this course. We covered a couple of them already, but vegetable gardening is one of them, native and adapted plants and trees, a class on irrigation, a class on container gardening. And these courses will run from June 7th through July 19th, and registration is already underway, correct?
It started Monday the 5th.
So if you still have Sunday's paper, you might have seen and perhaps tossed aside the continuing education catalog that El Paso Community College provided for their summer 2014 schedule. So if it's in your recycle bin, dig it out and peruse the catalog because you're going to learn about this particular class that's being offered at the El Paso Community College Valle Verde campus. It's called Home Gardening in El Paso. The classes, by the way, are every Saturday, again, from June 7th through July 19th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Oh, and there's a course tuition as well. It's $53 for the entire course.
Right.
And that's a bargain, I think, if you take into consideration what you would pay $53 for anything now.
Exactly.
And if you'd like more information, you can find it here by going to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org or visit the El Paso Community College website at epcc.edu. We want to thank you so much, Master Gardener Enrique Perez, for coming to Good to Grow to tell us about this great course.
It was great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.